Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Truth to You Podcast. It is Wednesday, which means it's the day we get together for teen time. Wednesday afternoon programs, teen time tonight. If you're on your way to school, happy Wednesday to you. Looking forward to spending some time with you there. And sort of unconventionally this week, we have Brother Andrew on this Wednesday with us. How are you today?
Doing well. Good to be here on a Wednesday.
Yeah. It just has a special feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
All right. We are in a new book now, and it's the book of 1 Corinthians, and we'll be looking at the second chapter. I hope that you've taken some time to read this already. If you've not, maybe you need to pause the podcast. Go ahead and read that. It's his words that truly matter, not so much ours. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is what you've read or hopefully have already read. Let's go ahead and look at our memory verse that you'll have a chance to say tonight. It's Psalm 143 and verse 10. And this is really a prayer. But it goes like this: teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Psalm 143:10, and I'll say it one more time, and maybe you can remember enough of this to join me in it. Psalm 143:10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good, lead me into the land of uprightness. So that's the memory verse there. Let's go ahead and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. I'll read the verse, and then Brother Andrew, you can tell us what we're talking about today. Right. And the Bible says this: eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. What's this mean?
You know, I don't know about you, but this verse is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, it's anticipation of something, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. fun to read and think about. As I was reading this, I was thinking about the idea that we all like surprises.
Yeah.
You know, that unknown gift that's under the tree at Christmas time.
Oh, and yes.
It's really big, and you don't know what it is, and you're shaking it trying to figure out.
Yes.
You know, because we like the surprise of figuring out mm-hmm. what it is that's been given to us. Or maybe you get that package in the mail. And one, it's been sent by somebody, and you don't know what it is, and you tear it open. Or two, you bought it, and you can't remember what you got. So either way, it's a surprise.
Yes.
And we like surprises. We like getting things we don't know what they are. And, you know, here, to me, this verse shows the ultimate surprise. You know, eye hath not seen, ear hasn't heard. We don't understand, we don't know. We can't even think about the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that idea, we can't even understand
yeah.
what God has prepared
yes.
up in heaven.
Yes.
And it makes me think about the Lord talking to the disciples. He went going away to prepare a place for them mm-hmm. and for all those that yeah. trust him as Savior. You know, we're living this life down here trying to serve the Lord, and heaven's waiting for us one day if we're saved. If we're yeah. saved, the Lord has prepared a place for us up there, and it's a place that we can't even imagine.
Wow.
We can't even think of.
Yes.
And I teach science here in the school, of course. And sometimes I look at the ranges of things that exist here in our world and how limited we as humans are.
Yeah.
There's right. a lot of things that we're really limited to in our senses, in many
yes.
things
yes.
here on this earth. And I sometimes wonder if maybe those limitations are going to be completely gone.
And yes.
just our eyes and ears and everything will be open to a degree that we can't even think of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
And, you know, the Lord has really blessed us in many ways, but mm-hmm. one of those ways is by giving us a home in heaven. And if you're saved today, you know, don't forget to thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
He's promised us a place that we can't even fathom is waiting for us.
Amen. Yeah. And what hope, right? I mean, he's given us so much, but he's given us hope.
Yeah.
You know, and that just makes the present day even more enjoyable, but because we know there's something to look forward to, we're excited about that. And, you know, I think about the senses that are involved here, right? I mean, the Lord just kind of packages this
yeah,
thought
yeah.
up in,
oh, yeah.
in, like, the seeing, the hearing, the thinking.
Right.
And, you know, to kind of go down that path that you mentioned of the things, you know, in this life that we can look at and say, you know, for instance, you know, there are creations of God that hear better than we do.
Oh yeah.
You know that, oh, yeah. Right? And we could say that for just about everything, that see better.
Right.
You know that you know, it just keeps going, and you just wonder, you know, that the ability for God to enhance our senses even.
Right.
You know, it like that is there. Like,
right.
Who knows when we get to heaven, you know, what that might be like.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then of course the fact that he's, you know, preparing and created a place that is meant to be enjoyed visually, you know, and
yeah.
All of those things just get me excited.
Oh yeah.
I'm saved and on my way.
Very excited. You know, thinking about this, the Lord's blessed us in so many ways. Just so many ways. If you stop and think about it, you could spend hours just thinking about it,
right.
Talking with people about it. But, you know, he blessed us, I think, first of all, in salvation.
Yes, he has.
You know, bringing us salvation, a hope for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then after that, I think one of the blessings that gets a little bit missed by people is that he's given us a better life here on earth.
Yeah.
A better life. You know,
yeah.
People think that they can go and spend their life doing what they want to do and pleasing their mm-hmm. own flesh, and that's going to give them a good life. But we know that it's not satisfying.
Yeah.
We know that.
Right.
Not only did the Lord give us salvation, but he also gave us a wonderful life here on earth. One that has purpose.
Amen.
That has direction.
Amen.
A Lord that we can please, use our energy to please with our lives.
Yes.
And then on top of all of that, his promise here to give us something that we can't even fathom.
Mm-hmm.
I think really the lesson today is just to be in awe of the Lord.
Yeah.
Just the things that he's done for us,
yes.
The graciousness that he's shown to us,
yeah,
and really a heart of thanksgiving that I think should come from this.
Yeah, and I, you know, the context, understanding, you know, who Paul wrote to, you know, here in the book of Corinthians mm-hmm. and, you know, Corinth, and, you know, it seemed like wherever he went on that second missionary journey, the people, there was some type of uprising, there's some type of persecution that happened.
And yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's really encouraging some down and out situations. And so, you know, I can't help but think that maybe there's some teenagers who sort of feel down right now, you know, or just got something on their mind, and it's a hard start to their Wednesday maybe. Mm-hmm. And yet this verse is for you.
Right.
Just like it was for, you know, those who were struggling in Paul's day. So let's allow it to do and fill its purpose, which is to encourage us about how much the Lord loves us and he's doing for us, and how much greater we're going to be able to enjoy that relationship that we have with the Lord once we get to glory. So, well, that's a great thought. The ultimate surprise. I like that title you gave this one. All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It is Isaac. We're praying for Isaac and asking that the Lord would just be magnified in your life, Isaac. Hope that you have a great Wednesday, and we look forward to being with everybody here tonight. And of course, it all starts at 3:30 in the youth room, and we hope to see you there. Thanks, Andrew, for joining us.
No problem. It was fun.
And I guess we'll see everybody here in a few hours.
Yeah.